Welcome to GCSE Physics Revision with me, your tutor for today. I'm so glad you've tuned in because today we're diving into one of the most visually satisfying topics in the entire EdExcel GCSE Physics specification, magnets and magnetic fields. That's topic 12.1. Whether you're heading into your foundation or higher tier exam, this episode is going to give you everything you need to nail those marks. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get started. By the end of this episode, you'll be able to draw accurate magnetic field diagrams, explain the difference between permanent and induced magnetism, describe what a uniform field looks like, and avoid the classic mistakes that cost students marks every single year. Let's go. Section 1, core concepts. Let's start with the absolute basics. A magnet is an object that produces a magnetic field. Every magnet has two poles, a north pole and a south pole. You cannot have a magnet with just one pole. If you cut a bar magnet in half, you don't get a separate north and a separate south. You get two smaller magnets, each with their own north and south. That's a key fact worth remembering. Now, the rule for magnetic poles is similar to electric charges. Opposite poles attract, and like poles repel. So a north pole and a south pole will pull towards each other. Two north poles or two south poles will push away from each other. Simple, but examiners will test it. Now let's talk about magnetic field lines, because this is where a huge number of marks are won and lost in the exam. A magnetic field is a region of space where a magnetic force can be experienced. We represent this field using field lines. Here are the rules you absolutely must know. Rule 1. Field lines go from north to south outside the magnet. They emerge from the north pole, travel through the space around the magnet, and re-enter at the south pole. Inside the magnet, they travel from south back to north, making a continuous closed loop. Rule 2, field lines never cross or touch each other. This is physically impossible. If they crossed, it would mean the field was pointing in two directions at the same point in space, which cannot happen. If you draw crossing field lines in your exam, you will lose marks, every time. Rule 3, the density of field lines shows the strength of the field. Where lines are close together, the field is strong. Where they're spread apart, the field is weak. This is why field lines are densest right at the poles of a magnet. That's where the force is strongest. Rule 4. Always draw arrows on your field lines to show direction from north to south outside the magnet. Forgetting arrows is a very common one-mark mistake. Now let's talk about what happens when you bring two magnets together. When opposite poles face each other, north facing south, the field lines between them become parallel, straight, and equally spaced. This is called a uniform field. The field has the same strength and direction at every point in that region. When you're asked to draw a uniform field in the exam, use a ruler, draw at least three parallel straight lines with equal spacing, and make sure all arrows point in the same direction, from north to south. When like poles face each other, north facing north, for example, the field lines push away from each other. You'll see a point in the middle where the two fields cancel out. This is called a neutral point, and it's marked with a cross on field diagrams. The field lines curve away dramatically on both sides. Now let's talk about the compass. A plotting compass is a tiny magnet on a pivot. When you place it near a magnet, the needle aligns with the magnetic field at that point. The north-seeking end of the compass needle points in the direction of the field line, that is, towards the south pole of the nearby magnet. This is why a compass points north on Earth. It's being attracted towards the magnetic south pole of the Earth, which happens to be near the geographic north pole. And that brings me to one of the most important exam traps in this entire topic. The Earth's geographic north pole is actually a magnetic south pole. I'll say that again because it catches so many students out. The geographic north pole behaves like a magnetic south pole. Why? Because compass needles, which are north-seeking, point towards it. And north poles are attracted to south poles. So the thing attracting your compass needle northwards must be a magnetic south pole. The geographic south pole, meanwhile, behaves as a magnetic north pole. This is a classic exam question, and knowing it could be worth 2 or 3 marks. Now let's move on to permanent and induced magnetism, another key distinction for the exam. A permanent magnet produces its own magnetic field all the time without needing an external field. Materials like iron, steel, nickel, and cobalt, these are called ferromagnetic materials, can be made into permanent magnets. Steel is particularly good for permanent magnets because once magnetized, it stays magnetized. This is because the magnetic domains, tiny regions where atoms are aligned, stay locked in place. An induced magnet is a ferromagnetic material that only becomes magnetic when it's placed in an external magnetic field. The key thing to understand here is what happens at the microscopic level. Normally, the magnetic domains in an unmagnetized piece of iron point in random directions so they cancel each other out. When you bring a permanent magnet close, those domains align with the external field and the material becomes temporarily magnetized. Here is the critical exam point about induced magnetism. An induced magnet always experiences a force of attraction towards the permanent magnet. It never repels. Never. This is because the end of the induced magnet closest to the permanent magnet always takes on the opposite polarity. If the permanent magnet's north pole is nearby, the induced magnet develops a south pole at that end, and opposite poles attract. This is why a magnet will pick up a paperclip regardless of which pole you bring close to it. The paperclip always becomes induced with the opposite pole nearest the magnet. When you remove the permanent magnet, the induced magnetism disappears. The domains return to their random arrangement. This is why iron is used for induced magnets rather than steel. Iron demagnetizes easily, while steel retains its magnetism. Section 2, Exam Tips and Common Mistakes. Right, let's get into the exam technique. I'm going to go through the most common mistakes I see candidates make and tell you exactly how to avoid them. Mistake number 1, drawing field lines that cross. This is the single most penalized error in magnetic field questions. Field lines cannot cross. If they did, the field would be pointing in two directions at once, which is impossible. Before you submit your diagram, scan every field line and check none of them touch. Mistake number 2, forgetting arrows. Every field line needs an arrow showing direction, from north to south outside the magnet. Examiners specifically look for this. One missing arrow on an otherwise perfect diagram can still cost you a mark. Mistake number 3, freehand uniform fields. When the question asks you to draw a uniform field between two opposite poles, you must use a ruler. Freehand parallel lines are almost never perfectly parallel or equally spaced, and examiners will penalize this. Always use a ruler and draw at least 3 lines. Mistake number 4, saying induced magnets can repel. They cannot. If you write that an induced magnet can repel a permanent magnet, you will lose the mark. The answer is always attraction. Mistake number 5, confusing geographic and magnetic poles of the Earth. Remember, geographic, north equals magnetic south. A good way to remember this is the north-seeking end of a compass points north. So what's up there must be a south pole magnetically. Now let's talk about command words, because using the wrong approach for a command word is a very easy way to drop marks. If the question says state or give, you need a short, direct, factual answer. No explanation needed. For example, state the direction of magnetic field lines outside a magnet. Answer, from north to south. If the question says describe, you need to say what something looks like or what happens using correct scientific terminology. For a field diagram question, describe the shape, direction, and density of the lines. If the question says explain, you must give a reason. Use the word because to link cause and effect. For example, explain why an induced magnet is always attracted to a permanent magnet. You need to say, because the end of the induced magnet closest to the permanent magnet always takes on the opposite polarity, and opposite poles attract. If the question says draw, you must produce an accurate diagram. Use a ruler for straight lines, add arrows, and make sure lines don't cross. Section 3, Quickfire Recall Quiz. Right, it's quiz time. I'm going to ask you 5 questions. Pause after each one and try to answer before I give you the answer. Question 1. In which direction do magnetic field lines travel outside a magnet? Answer. From north to south. Question 2. What does the spacing of field lines tell you about the magnetic field? Answer. The closer the lines, the stronger the field. Question 3. What type of force does an induced magnet always experience when near a permanent magnet? Answer. Attraction. Always attraction, never repulsion. Question 4. What is the polarity of the Earth's geographic north pole in magnetic terms? Answer. It behaves as a magnetic south pole. Question 5. What must you use when drawing a uniform magnetic field between two opposite poles? Answer. A ruler to draw at least 3 parallel, equally spaced straight lines with arrows all pointing in the same direction. How did you do? If you got all 5, brilliant, you're in great shape. If you missed any, go back and reread those sections. The beauty of retrieval practice is that the act of trying to remember, even when you get it wrong, strengthens your memory far more than just rereading. Section 4, Summary and Sign-Off. Let's wrap up with the key points to take away from today's episode. 1. Magnetic field lines go from north to south outside a magnet, are continuous closed loops, never cross, and their density shows field strength. 2. A uniform field between opposite poles is shown by parallel, equally spaced, straight lines. Always draw these with a ruler. 3. Permanent magnets produce their own field all the time. Induced magnets only become magnetic in an external field, and they always attract, never repel. 4. The Earth's geographic North Pole is a magnetic South Pole. Don't let that one catch you out. 5. In diagrams, always add directional arrows to your field lines. Forgetting them is a very easy mark to lose. 6. When a question says, explain, use because to link your cause to your effect. That's how you get the reasoning mark. That's it for today's episode on magnets and magnetic fields. You've covered the core concepts, the exam technique, and the most common mistakes to avoid. Now go and test yourself. Draw a field diagram from memory, cover up your notes, and write down the 6 key points, and try a past paper question on this topic. You've got this. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode.